it's time for Arts News, and Claire Nichols joins us. Hi, Claire.
Hello, Michael. I'm going to start at Belvoir Theatre in Sydney with the winner of the Balnaves Foundation Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Fellowship. Now, this is a new name for an old prize. It used to be called the Indigenous Playwright Award, and it's been won by some pretty important writers in the past. Nakia Louie, Ursula Jovich. Actually, Leah Purcell used this prize to write her wildly successful adaptation of The Drover's Wife. So we should probably pay attention to the name of this year's winner, Michael. It's Cody Bedford. She actually comes from a screenwriting background, and she'll use this $25,000 paid residency at Belvoir to develop her play called Cursed. And I asked Cody what the play is about.
The play basically is a black comedy about families in the last few days of a matriarch's life. It was based on an experience I went through with my Nana in her last few days. But it was a very sad time, but I like to look at things as a very absurd and funny time, the comedy that comes out of people with heightened emotion. So it's something I love exploring, those kind of morbid subjects, but putting a funny spin on them. So I think everyone can relate to that.
And this is set in Geraldton in WA.
Yes, that's where I'm from, born and bred in Geraldton. I'm quite proud that regional stories and Western Australian stories are now being kind of told, and especially for the Midwest, which often gets overlooked. Usually in WA, we either go right up north and right south because they have beautiful landscapes. But I'm kind of proud to have something from the Midwest being told, hopefully on an Australian stage.
That's a very excited Cody Bedford. He'll be a fellow at Belvoir next year, working alongside the team there to develop her play Cursed.
Yeah, she sounds thrilled to bits, like a jolly good fellow. Speaking of fellows, the Sydney Meyer Creative Fellows have just been announced.
Yeah, it's Fellowship Central today, Michael, and this is a really important one. The Sydney Meyer Creative Fellowships, they're awarded to mid-career artists right across the full spectrum of the arts, and the Fellowship comes with a grant of $160,000 over a two-year period. That's not tied to any particular project. It just allows these artists to live and work. And among this year's recipients is this woman.
Heard like a bird on a wire. You got cursed, you got burned. Something that no one deserves.
That's the singer-songwriter Sarah Blasco. She's been awarded a Sydney Meyer Fellowship for Music. But other recipients include performance artist Nicola Gunn and James Mungohig, who you and I both spoke to last year here on RN, Michael. James Mungohig, you might remember, he's a musician and he's a producer for Skinny Fish Music in the Northern Territory. He's worked with people like Dr. G Unipingu and the Lonely Boys. He's also a writer and performer. And you spoke to him about his play In Between Two that toured Australia last year, a show about being Asian Australian and into hip hop.
Yeah, I remember that well. And hooray for Sarah Blasco. I love Sarah Blasco. I'm a bit of a fan.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah. Now, the Orgies continue. Tell us about the Orgies.
So the Orgies are the Australian Writers Guild Awards for writing for screen and stage. They were handed out last week. And in the theatrical categories, the big winner was Muriel's Wedding the Musical. That won the Musical Theatre Prize and the David Williamson Prize for Excellence in Writing for Australian Theatre. The script for the musical is written by PJ Hogan. That's the same guy who wrote the movie, with original music by Kate Miller-Heidke and Keir Nuttall. Michelle Lee won the stage prize for her play Rice. And Finnegan Krakemeyer won the Theatre for Young Audiences prize for My Robot.
Well, congratulations to all of those fellows. Now, the stories from West Australia keep coming, Claire. Karratha,
yes.
That's the place to be.
Yeah, Karratha's pretty great. Mining town in the northwest of WA, where I grew up for a couple of years. Always an interesting place, but this year, full of artists, Michael, for the Performing Arts Exchange. This event is like this huge networking event for creatives, and they put them in the rooms with producers. So actors and writers are trying to sell their show, maybe get it on tour, maybe get it on a festival circuit. Some companies like Big Heart and Black Swan State Theatre are actually bringing entire productions up to Karratha this week to put them on to show people. So this is a massive event, about 300 people attending. And usually this event, the Performing Arts Exchange, is held in a big capital city. So it's very unusual for it to be in a place like Karratha. But there's actually a big arts festival on in Karratha this week too, the Red Earth Arts Festival. So it's the place to be.
Yes. Well, head for Karratha. If you're in that area, Just reset the sat-nav and head off to Karratha. That's Claire Nichols with the Arts News.